This is Mucho Radio. I am Marat Naimela, your Impact show host. Our guest today is Rokaye Gueye. Rokaye Gueye, affectionately known as Rock, is a dedicated stakeholder relations leader at the Ontario Carpenters Regional Council. As a certified coach, quadrilingual mentor, Rock is committed to empowering women, youth, and newcomers to pursue careers in construction. Rokaye's contributions have earned her numerous awards, including Top 100 Accomplished Black Canadian Women, WXN Top 100 Canada's Most Powerful Women, Changemaker Award Woman of Diversity, UBC Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Award of Excellence, and more. So without further ado, welcome on Mucho Radio, Rokaye Gueye. To begin, tell us about yourself, please.
My name is Rokaye Gueye. People call me Rock. I was born in Senegal, grew up in Toronto in Ontario, Canada. Growing up, my parents were serial entrepreneurs. Dad had he graduated back then as a mechanical engineer. Always raised us. He has us four girls and one boy, and we were all raised to work. It didn't matter if it was a woman's work or a man's work, but we were all taught everything the same way. As a result, I fell in love with construction, technology, and so many different things, and also entrepreneur. So I do wear many hats. I do speak four different languages, from French being my first language, Wolof from Senegal, then English, and then Spanish. And also always been curious about how those buildings were, built, who were the people behind the scene, really creating the designs, making sure that there is the correct material, which is, from the architect, the engineers, so on and so forth. But also I wanted to know also who were people on the ground doing all the work and being able to bring these designs to life. So I didn't know much what to do, but ended up really deciding to be a carpenter. So I went to college at George Brown College, graduated in construction engineering, technician management, landed a great job to be a carpenter to build the airport, Pearson Airport. So I was really over the moon. But due to childcare concern, my dreams shattered. So completely had to change my trajectory. Went into telecommunication for 17 years and a half, 9 different departments. Loved it, learned a lot. However, construction was always calling me. So during my journey, then I looked into Habitat for Humanity. So started, building throughout the GTA from Scarborough, Roncesvalles, so many different places, like in Etobicoke, downtown Toronto, did quite a few projects. I was one of the crew lead, actually. Also volunteered for Million Dollar Smile, where I was building playground for children battling critical illnesses from 2013 to 2020, and as well as also doing some renovations, so on and so forth. So been in the trades for 20 years, but also I was curious about entrepreneurship. So I am a serial entrepreneur, so I'm a certified coach in entrepreneurship as well, and I do have different diplomas and certificate under my belt from various industries. And as well, I do serve in multiple non-for-profit organizations, Canada for Africa Group, where we volunteer for. Also, I'm board of directors in various industries. Just love giving back. For me, my grandma instilled in us the proverb of Ubuntu, meaning I am because we are. So we collectively, when we help each other, we go far, we work hard, and we all win. So I'm somebody who really live and love helping people and impacting their life. Whoever that crosses my life, my path, I'm making sure that I impact them positively.
Could you introduce us to some member of the Senegalese diaspora and present to us your country, which is Senegal?
Senegal is known as the country of La Teranga, like hospitality is known with the country of hospitality. People are very welcoming, very nice, and also, a lot of projects are happening there, a lot of people working hard, but the people of my community are really amazing people. I grew up here, so thanks to my parents, we were able to. Dad was somebody who always loved to give back. He's known also in so many different communities, but the Senegalese community here, he was part of the people who also was the founders of the Senegalese Association of Ontario here in Toronto. But we used to live in Montreal when we were younger. We met so many Senegalese people there, and there are so many great ones here also. So, but Senegal, I grew up here, but I still know a lot, but not as much as I should. But you know, the drum, the Senegalese drum, the music, the colors, everything is amazing when it comes to my second home. The jollof rice is one of our main dish that we cook, and it's just amazing. And the word wolof is derived from that, from jollof.
You were recently awarded the Baobab Award. What can you tell us about the meaning of this recognition for you?
This recognition was from the Senegalese Association of Ontario. We had a Senegalese Award for our 25th anniversary. And I was surprised with this, the award of Baobab Award of Inspiring Journey, because being a woman in the skilled trade industry, you know, how it is a primarily men dominated by men, the industry I am in as a carpenter, with all the work we've been doing with the team. So I guess the Senegalese Association really surprised me. It was really humbling and really rewarding to really get an award from my own community.
What advice would you give to young girls and not fearing to join carpenter jobs?
Oh, usually when it comes to carpentry, yes, it is primarily male dominated when it comes to the skilled trade industry. However, what I always tell to young ladies is just be curious, have a mentor, and take the time to really learn about the trades. And you could be whoever you want to be, because I wholeheartedly believe that you can't be what you can't see. So being able to be there to showcase all the work that the work I do and with my team. When it comes to the young girls, I will let them know, you know what, go for it. Take that step. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. And be curious. Ask questions. And also get a mentor. Because there are so many different skills that you will be able to develop. So many skills that you're going to be able to learn. You will even surprise yourself. You're the only one who could really stop you from being great. And you're the only one who could stop you from overcoming your fears, so you're able to reach your full potential when you give yourself the opportunity to really excel and really learn and really explore. So being able to be in the trade is just amazing. And from the beginning, I understood that you can't be what you can't see. So being able to really making sure that you're there and showcasing the work, I'm able to see that so many other young women are joining, and young brothers also, and people from all walks of life. Parents are inspired and want to talk to their children to see, hey, just give a try. Even if carpentry doesn't cut it, you could do another trade. And that's one of the reasons why we even are the Carpenters Union is even now on TVO Kids on trading skills. There's a new nice program where when you go TVO Kids trading skills general carpentry, you'll see one of the videos where we're actually showcasing. Brody came to our training center to learn about the trades, so to show you how we could really build, and it was just amazing. So I will definitely tell them, don't be shy. Go for it.
Could you tell us about the many awards that you've received?
I've won a lot of awards. I've been recognized and everything, but I'm not doing it for the awards. What I really love is the fact that I'm able to see, build more leaders, be able to see my mentees become leaders in different industries. They're able to also help and and also build other leaders. Being able to really share the wealth, share the knowledge is something that is really important to me. And being able to also make sure that people feel heard and feel that they're seen, they're heard, and they're able to really have that, are given the opportunity to really excel and be able to reach their full potential. For me, that's what matters the most, not which awards a thing. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's really humbling, really rewarding to really receive them and to be acknowledged for the work that we've been doing. What is more important to me is being able to see these individuals being successful and being able to thrive and being able to reach their full potential, and to see me and say, oh my gosh, I was able to do it. I succeeded. That brings me joy.
And for our last question, why do you think that building an African descent radio in Canada is so important?
Absolutely. When it comes to being able to be the narrator of our own stories, there's nothing greater than that, because we're the one who's living it. We're the one who feels and be able to see and understand each other. It's important because it's we're able to really showcase the history, be able to learn more about what has taken place. Being able to also showcase all the individuals who are successful, what they're doing, and being able to pass down the stories, the history, so on and so forth. As Dr. Jean Augustine says, when we celebrate Black History Month, is Canada history.
Thank you, Rokaye Gaye, for being with us on Mucho Radio.